Youngish, the latest single by Madeline Merlot, the Canadian singer-songwriter and Season 2 winner of Songland. There is so much exciting news for this country star. She has released her new EP, Slide, in September of 2022, the first release in 2 years. She also signed with a new label, got engaged, and to kick off 2023 with a bang, the BMG Wheelhouse Records breakthrough artist Madeline Merlot has earned the top spot in January with her single Slide, becoming the number one most added CanCon track across all formats and country. This follows the song's incredible streaming success since its release, earning over 1.9 global streams and leading the way for everything that is to come for this Season 2 Songland winning artist. Here to talk about her new EP, wedding plans, and new music is multiple award-winning singer-songwriter Madeline Merlot.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
Doing very good, thank you.
Gosh, it has been a bit since I've had you on the show. There is so much amazing things happening in your life. Congratulations on your engagement.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a very, very exciting, fun season of life I'm in right now. So very, very blessed for sure.
Well, the wedding's what, coming around the corner in April, right?
Yeah, it's crazy how fast it's like snuck up. I feel very, every time someone says that, I'm like, oh no, oh my gosh, I've got so much to do still. But yeah, we're really looking forward to it. It's going to be great.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, because you got engaged last April, but the year always flies by. Always flies by. Crazy.
I know, just right when January rolled around, I was like, oh, we're getting married forever away. And then January 1st, I was like, oh my goodness, it's this year. Like, it's 4 months away. That's so, so wild.
I know, nerve-wracking. How's Chase been for doing any of the wedding planning? Is he a part of that, or?
You know, he's trying. I feel like he's done some, and like some more logistical things, like, you know, reaching out to this person or handling that deposit, like whatever. But when it comes to the creative stuff, and certainly like the decor and invitations, like I'm such a visual person, so I'll ask him to help, and then I'm like, I hate what you did. I'll read it. So, I appreciate his help, but like he's a very like, he's a lawyer, right? Like, he's very right brain. He's very like analytical, logical, and so I definitely, when it comes to flowery and, you know,
the visual,
creative-y, yeah, place setting, visual stuff. Yeah, it kind of comes on me. So it's not really his fault, but yeah, he's trying though. He's helping in some ways for sure.
Oh, that's so good. Well, I just know what it's like, and that day flies. So when the day's there, just make sure you live in the moment. I used to do that for a living. Yeah. I used to do all the flowers for a living when I was like 19 for over 15 years. That was a big part of my life. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. Yeah, I'm excited. You know, I feel like I'm really ready for that stage of life, and I think to just have a big party to celebrate that's going to be really great. So once all the stressful stuff is kind of done and out of the way, I think it's really going to be great. We're really going to enjoy it.
Oh, I hope so. I'm just going to be praying for that weather for you and everything to be absolutely perfect for you.
Oh, thank you.
I am so happy for you. You've got so much going on, as I said, such a special time in your life. Let's go back to the background just a little bit and talk about when you grew up and being surrounded by music, your father touring as a musician and your parents both owning, you know, the live music venue. The stars definitely aligned for you, and the dream that you had of becoming a singer-songwriter, it all kind of started, I think you said, when you were 10 years old, going to Shania Twain, if I remember.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the first time I ever performed live, I was 6 at my kindergarten talent show. I think music was something, and singing was something that I just grew up, you know, my whole, at Christmas, you know, my aunts and uncles and grandparents, we'd all sing Christmas songs together. Like, there was a lot of music my whole life, but it really was when I was 10 and I saw Shania Twain in concert that I had the moment where I was like, okay, I want to be a singer. Like, I want to write songs. I want to do what Shania's doing. And she was from Canada and I was from Canada. And it was just like, it really gave kind of wings to this dream that I had. And I never stopped. Like, I can't believe how tenacious I was sometimes, because I didn't win a lot of the stuff that I did. You know, I did a lot of talent shows and auditions and auditioned for theater and never got good roles, always in the chorus, and I never gave up and was really, really just so passionate about it and really enjoyed it. So I'm really proud of her and just kind of taking me to where I am today, because now I get to do what I love every day. I feel so grateful for that.
Well, when you take a look at what that dream was as 10 years old, watching that concert and looking up and seeing Shania, and I was there when you performed with her at the CCMAs, and watching that had to be so surreal in a full circle moment for you. What was that like for you?
Truly, it really was. You know, I remember vividly the moment, the phone call that was happening. I'm so grateful for the CCMAs. Like, what a gift that they have given me. And I think with Jess and Kira too, we're all kind of around the same age, and all three of us, we were like, oh, Shania was our girl. Like, she was our childhood. She was our idol. So we all walked into that situation so grateful and so nervous. I remember the three of us were like, how are we going to do this? Like, and be calm. And I remember psyching myself up leading up to the show, being like, don't be so nervous you don't remember this, because this is going to be so special and a once in a lifetime opportunity. And it really was. And I tried to be very centered and mindful and just be in the moment with it. And it's one of my most precious memories. I'm so, so grateful. And she was, you know, better and more than I thought she would be. She was so kind to us. And just the whole experience was so great.
Such a memory. And we talk about that often on the show, and taking that moment, because when you're so busy chasing this dream, you tend to not pay attention, because you're going from one destination to another, you know, stage, and on the tour bus in between, and it just becomes a blur. And then when you look back, it's hard to pick those moments that, you know, become something that should have been a moment that stands out above all else. And that definitely would have been one of them. And I'm glad you were really present for that and remember that so well.
Yeah, thank you. I totally agree. It really, really is like that. And often with those opportunities, when they're nerve-wracking too, I feel like it can kind of cloud it for me. Mm-hmm. At least I have, you know, some anxiety, and I feel like it can kind of leak into my career as well. And I'll get really nervous about things, and I'm like, no, like, please don't, you know, rob me of the joy of, this is an opportunity. This is a gift. Like, I have to view it that way. Mm-hmm. And not let my anxiety kind of get in the driver's seat and psych me out of it. So I think I have to be very mindful in general. And so in those moments, like, I think it can kind of pay off, because I'm like very, very where my feet are planted as much as possible. So I can kind of enjoy those moments.
That's really good. And that's, you know, really great advice for anybody that's listening to this that really loves your music and looks up to you now as that trailblazer and everything that you have accomplished in your career, because it's a lot. You have really done so well for yourself. But to hear you say that, you know, there's a lot of young artists out there that are sitting there talking to themselves too, because your mind can race, and it's very difficult to get that under control, and having those coping skills and knowing that somebody else is going through that or faces that, you know, somebody that you look up to, that can be such a pivotal moment for somebody.
Yeah, I totally agree. And you know, mental health especially is talked about so much more these days, so that's really great. But I remember, you know, being young and hearing that, you know, Demi Lovato or Selena Gomez or this, you know, these kind of artists struggle with that. And I remember it being really impactful to me, knowing that I wasn't like the only one, and there were these, you know, successful singers who stepped on stage and kind of struggled with the same things that I did. And so I'm always trying to be very vocal about that, because it really did help me having other people be honest about. Dallas Smith is somebody, he's been open about his struggles with anxiety and depression. And that was a, you know, it's really helpful to people that kind of feel like they're in the dark with theirs. So I try to always be open about mine too.
And that's amazing. And I'm very thankful, you know, that you do that. And having this platform too allows us to be able to give artists that opportunity to be able to share that, where before we couldn't when we were doing interviews for radio only. And I'm grateful that we can do that and dig in a little bit deeper to subjects that, you know, help fans to relate to you even more. It's not just the music, but they relate to you, right?
Absolutely. And I think it's important conversations to have. So Yeah, I think that's really great.
Yeah. Now let's fast forward a little bit here and let's talk about Songland, because you were so successful here in Canada. You were really doing so well with your career, but there is restrictions, obviously, you know, when you're just here in Canada. And I know when I spoke to you, that dream of going to Nashville, you had just moved to Nashville. Talk about Songland and being the winner for season two. It changed their show, their reality show, in so many ways, which, God love you, girl. You're just a trailblazer in so many ways that I don't even think you even realize. But that show was such an incredible trajectory for you. Talk to
us
really about that.
It really was. Mm-hmm. It was such a crazy situation. You know, it was the beginning of 2020, and I had been in Nashville a couple years, and I was feeling frustrated and wanting things to progress. And, you know, moving to Nashville, I felt like a part of me was like, okay, you know, like, I don't want my Canadian to suffer, but I want to move down here. And I was in this kind of place. And all of a sudden, I get an email from a casting director that says, would you be interested? It was actually a DM originally on Instagram, which is so random.
Crazy.
You know, would you like to kind of audition and send in a song for this songwriting competition show? And so I was like, okay. And it wasn't like a couple days later when they called me on a Thursday and they said, your flight is tomorrow, like, you've been cast. So it was such
wow.
a fast,
was it that fast,
crazy moment. It literally was the next day. And
wow.
I was like, wait, what? Like, so thrown off, so afraid, going to, you know, and we went right from the airport to the Universal Studios lot, and I'm in wardrobe. It just felt like this, like, crazy whirlwind. I had no idea who the artist was going to be that I'd be pitching for. So I had a feeling it would be a country artist. And when I found out it was Lady A, I was like, okay, like, I love that. Like, I feel like my song could totally be a Lady A song. And just the way things fell into place and, you know, getting partnered with Shane was, you know, a game changer. And and nothing from that show had ever gone on to radio before. So
mm-hmm.
when not only did, you know, my song win, but that following Monday when Lady A and Shane called me and told me they were pulling their current song off the radio and putting, you know, my song on, it was the wildest thing that could have ever happened. Like, I was truly never been so shocked in my life. I'm like, what? Like, I was truly not expecting that. And when I had originally got that Songland opportunity, you know, my thought was, I get to sing on NBC. Like,
mm-hmm.
so many people are going to watch that. That would be great. Like, I could have never imagined all of that happening. And man, it just kicked down so many doors for me as a songwriter, as an artist, and eventually led to my record deal with Broken Bow. So truly, like you said, just a game-changing, you know, incident in my story. And I'm so, so, so grateful for that.
Well, it was so much fun watching that and just seeing and the fans hearing that Lady A was taking off their single off the radio stations and putting on yours. And it hit number one for over 3 weeks, which is
yeah.
insane. They, like you said, never, Songland has never had any of the songs put on radio before. You were breaking down doors right, left, and center with your songwriting. That had to feel so incredible, because songwriting is so important to you, really important to you.
It really is, and it was so justifying or validating as a songwriter, too, you know, to be, and I mean, in Nashville, too, although I'd been there for a couple years, that was the first time that, you know, some people had heard about me, and like I said, it allowed me to get in some writing rooms I hadn't been in before, which is so cool, but to kind of have that be, you know, one of my little badges, and like, oh, she wrote that number one song, like, it was so cool. It was so, so cool, and gave me a different confidence as a songwriter
mm-hmm.
that I could kind of go into these rooms with that kind of, you know, in my belt. And I think it only made me grow and push myself harder. And I really feel like I'm writing, you know, my best music I've ever written for myself, you know, for other people, for whatever it may be. So,
so
it was,
talented,
it was
so incredibly talented. After winning NBC Songland, you know, for season two, you had two singles go to certified gold, And that's like 2015, you won for the CCMA Rising Star Artist Award. Then 2021, winning Songwriter of the Year. And that's where we're talking about how important songwriting is, and to have that under your belt and be recognized by your peers, by the radio stations, by American artists and other artists all over the world. It has just been incredible to watch this journey for you.
Thank you. It's been such a blessing. It really has.
When you look at what success was, that dream when you're 18 years old, wanting to get into the music industry, and then all the success that you've had here in Canada as well as around the world now, because globally everybody knows you, which is really amazing. But to look at what success means to you today in comparison to that 18-year-old girl, tell us about that.
Wow, that's a great question. It's different. I feel like I've done a lot of work. My identity was so much in my career for a long time, and I think with COVID really allowed everybody, as horrible as it was, when we all had to stop doing the thing that made a lot of us, who we were. I felt like not being able to play shows and really tour and all that, it was this abrupt stop, and I had to kind of look myself in the mirror and say, like, okay, like, who are you outside of music? And that was the first time I had really done that. So now when I think about success, I mean, I want to be able to fill my fridge. I want to be happy. I want to prioritize other things. I want to prioritize traveling and joy and a marriage and a family one day. And
Nice.
so that's a new thing for me, because it was like music or nothing. And obviously music is at the forefront of everything, and we're so excited, we're going straight forward with all of the new music, and I'm so excited about everything and not slowing down or anything. But I think success to me would be my mental health being in a great place, to be writing songs that I love, to be happy, so
What a
there's a lot
great
of
thing.
bucket list things I can't wait to check off. But I think at the end of the day, as long as like I'm good on the inside, I think that's success now. It's a little different.
What a great answer. What a journey.
Thank you.
Just that growth period, because you always write about life experience. You're always writing about songs that matter, that things that are current, things that are going on in your life that people can relate to today. And that has just been amazing to watch. You're so talented as a writer, but these life experiences that you're going through, and your focus is like a whole new chapter in your life, and the songs that are going to be coming from that, because you're in love with life, your life.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think it's an important kind of journey to go on, and it's only benefited. Like when I think about too, when I signed this new record deal with BBR, I was so, right when I signed, I was like, oh my gosh, this pressure! I have to write these amazing songs and do all these things, and like I felt this pressure kind of weighing on me. And I wasn't writing great songs. And the minute that I like let go, and it was someone at my label was like, Madeline, you should take a deep breath. We signed you because we think you're great. Like, just do what you do. Don't put so much pressure on yourself. And the minute that I let that pressure go is when I started writing great songs again. So I think when I'm good, my music is better. So I think focusing on me makes my music better, makes me a better performer, makes me a better artist. So
Because you're
this is
writing for
how it
the
works over
love.
here.
Yeah, you're writing for the love of
Yeah,
writing
exactly.
and the music that
Yeah.
feels good to you, that you relate to, and that's always going to resonate, always, every time. And
Totally.
that's pretty cool. What has it been like working with Zach? Because man, that's a pretty big deal, working with him. And everything that you were working with, well, there's the three of them that you were working on for your new EP, and that was Zach Carell, Sam
Yeah.
Hunt, and Jerry Flowers. Gosh, get Jerry alone. Wow. So much.
I
Yeah.
know.
Talk to us about that.
It truly is crazy to me, to call, these people like close collaborators and my friends, at this point. And it sounds corny, but it's like I've just never worked. Like Zach is such an amazing person. He's such a believer in me that he genuinely has given me so much confidence as an artist and a writer, and go so far above and beyond like a normal producer role because he's just invested in the music and the visuals and me. You know, he wants the best for me. So I feel very grateful to have just like good people around me, and the talent level. Like, they are just so talented. I really walk in the room and I'm just really stoked to be there every day. They're all so good and so happy and in love with what they do.
Yeah, because those three have really been working. Like, they've been working together, you know, for such a long time, and to walk in the room.
Yeah.
And when they've asked you to come in and help them with the song, that had to have been so intimidating at first.
Yes, absolutely. I know there's a lot of moments. I always say, like, I'm always like a little scared, but I do it anyways. Like, I walked in there being like, okay, I'm the most prepared, you know, I could be. I think that's the number one key thing. Is, you know, be over prepared with ideas and melodies, and like, how can I be, you know, really an asset to this crazy room? You know, their combined number ones are like insane, you know, 100 probably combined. So it's a little crazy, but they're, you know, I'm an artist, and what I do is they need me to do what they do too. So, but I really think that Zach's instilled like a confidence in me that is, you know,
special team,
and has kind of changed. Yes, exactly. And I think they always say, you know, you gotta find your people, find your tribe, and like who you write that your best songs with. And I feel like I'm, you know, at that place and getting to that place. So I think that's a really important thing as an artist.
Well, this EP, girl, wow, this new EP that you put out in September last year, Slide, it is your best. I didn't think you could top a lot of the stuff that you've had before, but gosh, I'm telling you, Slide alone, the title track, is so cool. I love the nods to the different influences in music. It really relates to the younger people, the younger listening audience, as well as all of us that have grown up with, you know, different types of music that we like, whether it's rock or country. And it's just, yeah. Joe Diffie, girl. Wow.
Thank you.
Nirvana. That was so cool. I loved it. It was brilliant. Really, really cool.
Thanks.
That song. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah, there's definitely like kind of a throwback element. I think I've always kind of done that as well. So you hear a lot of that in it. And just, I think too, what that team does really well is writing, you know, fun music that's still like really clever and cool. So that's been really fun to write. And I think I just am in a good place in life where I'm just inspired to write kind of like up-tempo fun music, and to have it kind of like personifying the way that it has.
We're loving
really
it.
Cool. I'm really proud of that project.
We are loving it on radio. We are loving it on radio. The fans are loving you. You are Artist to Watch by Amazon Music for Slide, which is so incredible. That's an incredible way to kick off 2023.
Thank you. Yeah. Amazon, they've been such a great team. It's been really cool to, you know, be a part of that group. You know, it's all genres, and just the way that they kind of lift up and amplify artists is really cool. So I'm excited to be in that group with that group of people.
Very cool. I think we're going to play this one right now. We're going to play the title track by multi-award winning country artist, singer-songwriter Madeline Merlot. Here is Slide on Music's Journey.
Party, I guess the whole town knew. Me and my friends were out on the front porch. That's when I ran into you. You like my t-shirt, we started talking. I drank some wine and you drank tequila. Got kinda loud, it got a little rowdy. I said that maybe we should leave. We could slide.
That was the title track of her new EP that you got to listen to. All four songs, you're going to love every single one of them. Such a cool tune. I know every single one of us can relate to it. Don't forget, you can download Slide on all your streaming platforms. You can add it to your playlist and share it. You also can request it at your local country radio station. Did you ever expect it to get that big so quickly?
I didn't know. I know, I was nervous. I hadn't released anything in it was 2.5 years. So mm-hmm. I was a little nervous coming back with something. And it was, you know, different. Like, I think my last release was It Didn't. So it's definitely different from that song. And It Didn't had done so well as well and had been, you know, such an important song in my career. So there was definitely the nerve kind of coming back in. But yeah, Slide's just kind of like had its own journey. And I love seeing people making videos to it and dancing and in their cars. Like, it really is for me, like playing it live and festival season. Like, it really is just a song that's so much fun to listen to. So.
Number one most added CanCon track across all the formats in country. That is pretty amazing. And the song, you know, following all the incredible streaming success it's had, over 1.9 million global streams. So pretty cool. Very, very cool.
Very cool. Yeah. I'm very grateful.
I love the music video. We talked about your baby. We talked about your dog last time on the show, and we were talking about mine.
Yeah.
Your dog is in the video. I loved seeing that. You had your friends in the video. What a cool concept. That was really cool.
Thanks. Yeah. And it was a right away thing when we were writing the song. I had that idea for the video. I love music videos so much. I've kind of been, every video I've ever done, it's been this like crazy vision inside my head that I convinced people to let me make into a video. So I was very excited to film that one. I wanted it to feel really fun, and it was without a doubt the funnest video I've ever shot. Like, it was very relaxed and very cool, and the skaters and skateboarder, like, they were so rad and did such a good job. It was a great day.
Well, it was just so different. I wasn't expecting, you know, to see the skaters, but, you know, as soon as I saw it, I went, oh, this is perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
It was so cool. So well done. So well done. And
Thank you. The fans
love it. We got to talk about another song that's, all four of them are my favorites, but Girl Where He Grew Up, boy, you're speaking and preaching to so many of us women out there and what this song stands for. I love the lyrics. We're going to get into those too. But let's talk about co-writing this one.
Yeah, so I wrote Girl Where He Grew Up with John Knight and Nathan Chapman, who, you know, John Knight wrote that amazing Gabby Barrett song, I Hope, which was a massive song last year. And Nathan Chapman has written a ton of Taylor Swift songs. He was her producer for her first few records. So he is just like ultimate coolest guy ever. And I feel like both of them just are made to write like the female, like, I'm very passionate about like the female narrative and like her story and her power. And so obviously that's very important to me. And with that song was so cool because it was an idea that Nathan had, and he had an idea called School. And he was saying, you know, what if the song was like, you know, I took him to school and I taught him how to love me. And I was like, as a joke, it's funny because you teach him how to love you, you put in all this work, and then you break up, and then you watch them like be this great guy to the next girl they dated. And we all laugh, and then we kind of stop. We're like, wait a minute. Like, that's really cool. Like, I've never heard that before. And I was like, Lord, let me tell you, I know how to write this song. Like, I've been that girl for sure. So I think
we
it
all
was
have.
Nathan, and he's totally. And I think too, it's like not even like a girl thing. I always say in love, I think there really is like there's a student and a teacher. And maybe the roles reversed for each relationship. There's always like a lot to learn, and there's a lot to teach about that. And then hopefully when you get a little older, you know, you're both like better humans, and then you can be in a better relationship. But certainly at the beginning, it's a lot of trial and error and making mistakes and being dumb. So I definitely resonated a ton with the song, and it like fell out of me. I swear I had the lyrics down in like 30 minutes.
You know when those ones are right and when it feels right.
Yes.
And it's just such an easy topic because you've lived it. And when I was looking at, when I was, you know, playing back the song and listening to the lyrics, it's like, you can thank me that The Boy Knows How to Love, I'm the Girl Where He Grew Up. And I bet out of the blue, he tells you you're pretty. And I bet he checks it, you know, when he's out, he checks in with you, which, you know, it just so many things, so many stories that I have seen and heard people talking about this song. It was so relatable. It was brilliant.
Thank you. Yeah, the first line I had immediately wrote down was, I didn't get the flowers, but you will. That was the first thing I wrote down. And that was like what popped into my head. And I was like, okay, we're in it now. And like, no joke, it was 30 minutes later, we had a song. So
30 minutes.
I love it when that happens. And yeah, and what a great idea to like sink your teeth into, you know, it's just like, there's so much, I love ideas like that when I'm like, oh, there's so much to say. Like there, I could write another verse for this song because there's just so much to say on it, I think.
There's going to be so many women sending you just little pieces and you're going, oh, yep, that's a song. Yep, that's a song.
Yeah.
It's just so much.
Truly, yeah.
Clearly. We're going to play this one right now. I love the concept of this one. Here is Girl Where He Grew Up by Canadian country singer-songwriter Madeline Marlowe here on Music's Journey.
Try to kiss you on the first date, did he? I bet he opens up your door in his F-150. He didn't act that way back when he was with me. And I need you to know, cause girl, I'm the girl who took him to school, showed him the way. When he would slip up, I gave him grace. I put in the hours, I paid the bill. I didn't get the flowers, but you will. Brought him to church, taught him to pray. How not to run and why you should stay. So you can thank me if that boy knows I love. It's cause I'm the girl where he grew up. I bet out of the blue he tells you you're pretty. I bet he checks in when he's out late with his buddy.
Was Girl Where He Grew Up off the new EP Slide that was released in September of 2022 for country star Madeline Marlowe. Don't forget you can download this one, you can add it to your playlist and share it. You can also ask and request it at your favorite local country radio station. Boy, oh girl, the stories. Lord have mercy. So much fun that song was. Absolutely loved it. Let's talk about being able to go to Nashville, being able to live this dream, but focusing on the writing, because writing in Nashville is so different. And it really, as you said, builds up the confidence because you're writing with so many different people. I know people are afraid to do that, but the more writes you do, the more you're able to hone in on the team that works for you. And just the different style and just learning how people approach writing. Has it changed for you being in Nashville?
Exponentially. I mean, I couldn't even put into words how much it has taught me. And if there's any songwriter or artist that is listening to this, specifically songwriter, and you really want to become a great country songwriter, I would really, really consider moving to Nashville, because it is, I always like call it like Nashville University. People here are so talented and there's so much to learn. And songwriting is this art that's, there's like, there is a formula, there is a structure, but there's not at the same time. And just to be in rooms with people and watch, like, I think it's a great line and they're like, oh, I think we can beat it. And anytime that you're in a writing room, it is a lesson. It's like a day at school and you come out of it a better writer. And just like anything, you have to practice. And so it's just like exercising that muscle every day. And now, you know, you give me a great hook and I'm going to think about it and I'm going to find the coolest way to sing it. Mm-hmm. And my producer, Zach, always says something about, like, you know, that old game where you put the egg on the spoon and you like walk to the other end or whatever, like the carnival game. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He always says, don't drop the egg. So the egg is the great idea and you have to walk this great idea all the way to the finish line. And some great idea, you drop the egg and it doesn't really turn out. It isn't like a hit song, but when you can take the great idea, the egg, all the way to the finish line, that's what a hit song is. So
very cool. Haven't heard that one. That's very cool. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Well, also too, that door that opened up for you too, after Songland, going to America, it opens up so much more of that dream that you and I had talked about before for you, because you wanted to be able to travel and sing in different places, that it wasn't quite the same for you here in Canada. Mm-hmm. It just opened up that whole avenue globally. But with COVID, it opened up that door too for a lot of the Canadians as well, you know, in the UK and Australia, and going to Europe, and just so many artists are playing all over the world now. But that change for you must have really meant so much to you when it comes to what you wanted to do with this whole career.
For sure. Absolutely. And I think, you know, it's changing. You're right, with like the internet, and I think even COVID, being able to write on Zoom and kind of accomplish things via the internet, that I really hope that, because there's so much talent in the Canadian industry, that it can kind of bust even wider open and just reach more people. I always used to say, I mean, Canada's a population thing. I mean, it's the population of Canada, it's the population of California. So it's really only selling records and touring California forever. Like, so I just, but with the internet, you can reach so many more people. So I really hope that, you know, we're heading in that direction. We continue to go there, because there's a lot of crazy talented people.
I think the Canadians,
I want the rest of the world to hear.
Yeah. And I think the Canadians are really giving the rest of the world a run for their money now.
They are. They're like, everyone's like, I didn't know they were Canadian. I'm like, oh yeah, like, we crush. There's so many amazing Canadians in Nashville, but in pop music, in rap music, like when you really look at it, you know, Celine Dion, maybe best vocalist ever, Canadian, Drake, you know, Canadian. It's like, we've got every genre. I swear, we're crushing.
We are. And you are one of the trailblazers, and I bet you didn't see that coming.
Well, thank you.
Most definitely. You've got so many people that are looking up to you. Now, you released another version of Youngish, and that was the acoustic version that I think you just released, right?
Yeah, I released it today, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw that. I loved the slowdown of this one. I really liked that, because it really stuck those lyrics out there, and it was just so cool. I loved it off the album, period. Off the EP, and it was one that we were going to be playing next. And I don't think it's available yet on the streaming platforms, is it?
No, we version? Haven't cut it like that. Yeah, it was funny, because I was playing a show and we were sound checking that song, and the keyboard player was playing it similar to how we just had done it in that video I put out today. And I was like, this is really cool. Like, I should do a version of it like this. Mm-hmm. So it happened really organically. And you're so right. I feel like when it's kind of slowed down and a little more ballad form, you can hear that lyric and that kind of emotion that is in that song. But when it's, you know, super high tempo and all the good vibes, it's, that emotion gets lost a little bit. So I like that it's kind of brought back in with that version.
And it's such and an people are liking it. Important message, too, in this song. And that's why I loved it as soon as I heard it. So we're going to play this one right now, and then we'll come back and talk about writing up this one, because I thought it was such a really cool song. We're going to play it. Here is Youngish by Canadian country singer-songwriter Madeline Merlot here on Music's Journey. Youngish by Madeline Merlot off her new EP Slide that was released in September of 2022. The song speaks volumes, reminding us all to challenge the misconception that everybody's on that same path or needs to be on that same path. I really liked this. Talk to us about writing this one.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I think we heard the track first. Jerry had kind of made this track, and it felt to me like an old, like, Keith Urban-y, Dixie Chicks-y, mm-hmm. Tonight. Like, it had this throwback kind of feeling to it. And I really loved how fast it was. I loved how energetic it was. And so we were just kind of kicking around ideas, and Youngest kind of came up. And I really feel like I'm in this phase of life where I'm kind of like in the middle between, I would say, some of my friends are having children, some of them are still acting like children, and just being kind of right in the center of that. And it's a cool place to be. And then I'm like, I think you just stay in that feeling maybe forever between two things, you know.
I'm still there. And I'm still youngish.
Exactly. I think you're just there. I think we're all like, you know, we still want to have fun. We still want to kind of like be free to do all these things. But there's a few kind of energies in that song. So it's a love song, you know, it's a life song. It's all of it.
Yeah. And that's what I really liked about it. And it was just, your music is always so unique because it's not just like, it's always got a message in there or a life lesson in there. And that's, you're so good. You are so good, girl.
Oh, thank you.
You are so good.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to be closing out the show with the last song, but do you want to talk about that one really quickly?
For sure. Yeah, I Need a Drink is the last song. And it is it was one of the most amazing days. It was Zach Kroll, my producer, Hillary Lindsay, and Ashley Gourley. And Ashley Gourley has like the most number ones anybody has ever had, I'm pretty sure, in the world. He's such a powerhouse, a songwriter. And Hillary Lindsay is like one of my heroes. She wrote a lot of, you know, Carrie Underwood stuff, and she's a really, really cool female songwriter that's a big role model of mine. And so it was the first time I had met her that day, and she had this idea and this melody just like poured out of her, and it was such a cool, I felt like I learned so much that day. And this song was just like a great country song, you know. I really wanted something that felt really country, really simple kind of idea about like wherever you're at. If you're at a bar, you need a drink, so do I. If you're over here, I'll be over there. And it's just like very kind of simple, clever love song. I really like it.
It is really good. And we're going to be closing out the show with that one. So before you go, are you still writing on, you're always writing. You're always working on new music. I know you well enough for that. What does 2023 look like? I know you're excited to get out there and play this music live, which is going to be amazing to see you, because you've got quite a few shows lined up. You got Green Gables at the PEI. You got Cypress Country that's coming up in July. You've also got the Cavendish, obviously, which is a lot of people know it as that. Is there any other shows that you can announce right now?
There's a few that are unannounced, so I technically can't, but we're going to be doing quite a few in Canada, of course, and doing some touring in the US, which is a first for me, so I'm really excited for that as well.
Oh my gosh, that is so amazing. Girl, I'm telling you, this is just such a you deserve every bit of this. You really do.
Thank you so much. You're really, so really positive and nice. I really appreciate it.
Well, I've watched it from the beginning, you know, of your career. So it's just so nice to be able to see all the twists and turns. And it's such a challenging industry. It's not an easy industry. And through the blood, sweat, and tears, girl, you have earned every bit of it.
Well, thank you so much.
Every bit of it. That. Is there anything else that you can share with us that's coming up this year?
Yeah, so I've got a new song coming out in March, at the end of March. And this song was actually supposed to be on the EP originally. And I'm so excited. And I actually kind of took it off because I wanted it to come out alone, because I feel like it is its own thing. And it's really cinematic. It's really cool production wise. It's just like very, very interesting to listen to. And I think, again, one of my favorite songs I've ever written. I'm really proud of it as a songwriter.
Oh, wow.
So, I'm so excited for that one to come out. We've got a bunch of cool kind of content and visual surrounding it. So definitely stay tuned for that. I'm really, really stoked about it.
Oh, can we give a hint to the title? Anything?
I don't know. I think I'll just go for it. But it's called Same Car is the name of
the song. Nice. Oh, I am so excited. So March, roughly when?
Kind of like the last of March, we're going to put it up. So I haven't really gotten the okay to confirm, tell people, but whatever, we'll ask for forgiveness. I feel like that's how I usually do things. I think it's fine.
I am so excited. I wasn't sure. I knew that there was the rumors that, you know, there was another one coming, but I just wasn't sure if you were waiting till after the wedding and getting through all that stuff.
No, we're going to drop it, as in, you know, chomping at the bit to get it out. I just really feel like it is, it's like the artistic kind of creative kind of moment that I'm excited to kind of put out there. So I'm stoked about it.
Can't wait. Cannot wait to hear this one. See, I'm so intrigued, because every time you're doing something, there's just always a new turn and twist. Just I can see that creative side of you is constantly evolving, and it's just so cool to watch and see. Congratulations. I am so excited for you. I'm really hoping that I get to see you out on the road this year here in Canada, and we can do a live interview. That would be so cool.
I would love that. Thank you so much for your time today. This was so much fun.
Oh, I am looking forward to
it.
Congratulations once again on your upcoming wedding. And we are all so excited for you, wishing you all the very best, both of you, a world and life full of happiness for the two of you, for you and Chase.
Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it.
You take care and have a wonderful, wonderful evening. And thank you so much for spending a bit of time with us. That's really special.
Thank you. You have a good night too.
Okay. Bye-bye. You take care. Bye-bye. A great big thank you to my very special guest, award-winning country singer-songwriter Madeline Merlot, for coming on the show. I've got some great shows coming up. I'm going to be interviewing Jay Coot, winner of the NBC The Voice. I've got Gord Bamford that's going to be here with such a special song that we're going to be talking about. I've got artist Bodie from The Voice, Runaway Angel, Anthony Tulo, Rock and Roll Icons, Chicago, Rock Icons, Lighthouse, Rock Legends, The Stampeders, Anne Friend, Griffin Palmer, The Prairie States, Dan Davison, Annika, and so many more. Don't forget, you can catch all my shows that you don't want to miss at musicsjourney.com. You can also check out all the articles, new releases, new videos, and reviews at nowandthenmagazine.com. I'm going to close out the show with the last song of Madeline Merlot's new EP, Slide, and it is called I Need a Drink. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning into the Music's Journey show, and have yourselves a wonderful day. I will catch you here next time on Music's Journey.
Up a trailer, I'll forget this town. And if you wanna dance till the sun comes up, I put on my dancing shoes. Everywhere I wanna be is anywhere with you. If you're in a truck on some back road, I could sure use a Sunday drive. If you're getting high in Colorado, and someone hand me a line. If you're in a church, at your